समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार श्रोताओं, स्वागत है आपका न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे और आपको लेकर चलेंगे देश की परिक्रमा पर भी। अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानेंगे कि उनके पास हमारे लिए क्या खास जानकारी है। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन खास हस्तियों को भी हम आज के अंक में याद करेंगे जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिवस है। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं सरफिरोजी और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
हेलो सरफिरोजी, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 एफएम। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट सरफिरोजी। एंड फॉर यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज, अ डिस्कशन सेगमेंट, डेटलाइन इंडिया, रिपोर्ट्स, कैप्सूल्स, ट्रिब्यूट्स एंड मच मोर। All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
जी अभिषेक, प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी और अंगोला के राष्ट्रपति जोआओ मैनुअल गोंजाल्वेस लॉरेंसो के बीच प्रतिनिधि मंडल स्तर की वार्ता हुई। दोनों देशों के बीच विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में कई समझौतों का आदान प्रदान हुआ।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेज इंडिया इज कमिटेड टू टेक डिसाइसिव एक्शन अगेंस्ट टेररिस्ट एंड देयर सपोर्टर्स।
भारत ने पहलगाम आतंकी हमले के बाद एक और सख्त कदम उठाते हुए पाकिस्तान से सभी प्रत्यक्ष और अप्रत्यक्ष रूप से आयात पर प्रतिबंध लगाया।
7 ग्लोबल फर्म्स साइन एमओयूज विद इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ क्रिएटिव टेक्नोलॉजी ड्यूरिंग वेव समिट इन मुंबई।
गोवा के बिचोलिम में श्री लराई जातसा उत्सव में भगदड़ में 6 लोगों की मौत और 80 से ज्यादा घायल।
एंड इन आईपीएल क्रिकेट, होस्ट रॉयल चैलेंजर्स बेंगलुरु टू टेक ऑन चेन्नई सुपर किंग्स एट द एम चिन्नास्वामी स्टेडियम इन बेंगलुरु टुडे। And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about India's growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape based on the discussion at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai as part of the WAVE Summit 2025. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. 7 global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft, today signed an MOU with Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, during WAVE Summit in Mumbai. The IICT will be set up in Mumbai with a funding of 400 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, in the coming days, the IICT will set the same template as IIT and IIM.
Such a major institution in the coming days that this will set the same template that we created for our IIT system and the IIM system. Similar stuff, similar template we'll try to create. I look forward to more and more inputs from the industry participants. We are a very open-minded government. Our Prime Minister always encourages us to listen and make the changes which are required for helping our youngsters, helping our talent find the right opportunities.
इससे पहले श्री वैष्णव ने कहा कि भारतीय रचनात्मक प्रौद्योगिकी संस्थान एनिमेशन, विजुअल इफेक्ट्स, गेमिंग और कॉमिक्स का राष्ट्रीय केंद्र बनने के लिए तैयार है। इस अवसर पर सूचना और प्रसारण राज्य मंत्री डॉ एल मुरुगन और सूचना एवं प्रसारण सचिव संजय जाजू भी मौजूद रहे। और अभिषेक, वैसे तो इस सम्मेलन में हर रोज कई तरह के सत्र आयोजित किए जा रहे हैं, लेकिन आज का जो दिन था या है वो खासतौर पर रेडियो और उससे जुड़े लोगों के लिए बहुत विशेष है, क्योंकि वेव्स शिखर सम्मेलन के तीसरे दिन सामुदायिक रेडियो पर राष्ट्रीय सम्मेलन आज शुरू हुआ। सम्मेलन का उद्घाटन करते हुए सूचना और प्रसारण राज्य मंत्री डॉ एल मुरुगन ने देश भर में सामुदायिक रेडियो द्वारा किए जा रहे कार्यों की सराहना की। उद्घाटन सत्र में सूचना और प्रसारण सचिव संजय जाजू भी मौजूद थे। उन्होंने कहा कि सामुदायिक रेडियो समुदाय के प्रति समर्पण और प्रतिबद्धता दिखाता है।
Absolutely, and in WAVE Summit 2025, the flagship global market has emerged as a powerful catalyst for international collaboration in the media and entertainment industry, designed to connect creators with investors, buyers and collaborators across borders, Waves Bazaar is poised to transform India into a strategic hub for content commerce. We have more from a correspondent, Ankita Apte.
At Waves Bazaar, out of 15 standout projects selected as top selects from the viewing room, a film titled Khidki Gaav achieved a significant feat. Directed by Sanju Surendran, the film has secured a deal with the Asian Cinema Fund. The Asian Cinema Fund, a support program of the Busan International Film Festival, provides funding for Asian films. Sanju Surendran shared the creative vision behind Khidki Gaav and the inspiration for the project.
This is a film which has been very close to my heart. It's based on a real life incident. It happened to two of my friends right after college from Kerala. They went to Delhi and they were settled down. She was doing a job in a film festival office and he was an artist. One day when they came back home, they found that their landlord had died and his corpse was kept inside their room. And they were asked to vacate the house. So this was very tough for them. It was like a Christmas time and winter and most of their friends had gone home. They didn't have much money or resources, anything like that. So this was a strange, poignant moment in their life. I thought that this has got a good possibility for a film. So I've been working on it and this is about spaces, relationship in urban India, how people, young people look at things, how young people live their lives. This actually happened in a place called Khidki Gaav. It's in this suburb of Delhi. It's more like a small town in Delhi. But I found the title very interesting.
He also spoke about how the deal with the Asian Cinema Fund will shape the future of Khidki Gaav.
A couple of days back, I got a confirmation from Busan that they would like to take this for the post-production film. So basically, we'll be doing the post-production of the film, the sound, final mix, as well as the color correction in South Korea, Busan. And also, they are promising a premiere of the film at Busan Film Festival. So this is actually wonderful news for the film. It's actually a very hectic journey making this film. Shooting in Delhi is very, very difficult. And this is actually very good for us.
With one more day to go, Waves Bazaar continues to offer golden opportunities to many more creators, helping them bring their dreams to life. Ankita Apte for Parikrama from Mumbai.
And the evolution of folk music in India is also a point of discussion in Waves 2025. Now we go over live to a correspondent in Mumbai for more details.
अंकिता, आपने वेव्स सम्मेलन में भारत में लोक संगीत का विकास शीर्षक से एक सत्र में भाग लिया. हमें बताइए प्लीज कि इसके पैनलिस्ट कौन कौन थे.
जी, इस पैनल में प्रसून जोशी, इला अरुण, मालिनी अवस्थी, पैपॉन, नंदेश उमप, ये लोक कला और लोक संगीत के क्षेत्र के दिग्गज थे. और इस पैनल डिस्कशन का मॉडरेशन जो था वो रोशन अब्बास ने किया था.
जी, धन्यवाद अंकिता.
यस एंड नाउ अंकिता, व्हाट वर द की पॉइंट्स एंड एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द सब्जेक्ट दैट वर डिस्कस्ड ड्यूरिंग द सेशन.
यस, सो अभिषेक जी, दिस वाज अ वेरी स्पॉन्टेनियस सेशन वेयर प्रसून जोशी सेड दैट फोक म्यूजिक इज नॉट समथिंग टू बी प्रिजर्व्ड इन म्यूजियम्स. इट इज सो डायनामिक इन नेचर दैट इट इज अ पार्ट ऑफ आवर लाइफ, एवरीवनस लाइफ. And Ila Arun, who is considered as a pioneer in folk music and popularizing folk music, she said that if we want to take folk music to younger generations, adding the new sound, the new element to it is essential. Malini Avasthi, she highlighted a very interesting point that folk music has its own thought process and it presents a very strong commentary on contemporary issues. She also said that in order to popularize folk music, the brands which are currently working in this industry, they need to come forward and highlight the need and the beauty of folk music. Papon shared his own personal journey and he said that folk music is the main thing. Remaining things come as we go ahead with this beautiful treasure that India has. Lastly, Nandesh Umar, who is the son of a very well-known Shahir, Mithal Umar, he said that folk music is an open university where everyone can come and share their journeys together. Towards the end of the session, Abhishek ji, Roshan Abbas highlighted a very important point that if we come up with a policy where we say that the films will be given subsidy for including film music, I think that will be a very interesting and a very encouraging point for folk music. So yeah, it was a very lively session where Prasoon Joshi started singing something and he was spontaneously joined by Pathon, and it was a very, very energetic start of the third day of Waves here in Mumbai.
Right. Thank you, Ankita, for that very comprehensive live update.
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, ये कहना गलत नहीं होगा कि वेव्स सम्मेलन दृश्य श्रव्य और मनोरंजन क्षेत्र में भारत की मजबूत स्थिति का प्रमाण है। और आइए श्रोताओं, अब आपको लेकर चलते हैं देश की परिक्रमा पर और अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानते हैं कि उनके पास हमारे लिए क्या खास जानकारी है।
Yes, in a landmark move for India's defense modernization, Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone for the Nava Durga missile testing range at Nagayalanka in Andhra Pradesh. And this project, developed by the Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, is poised to become a pivotal asset in enhancing the nation's missile testing capabilities. We have more from a correspondent.
As part of restart of construction works for the Andhra Pradesh state capital Amaravati, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone for Navadurga missile testing range in Nagayalanka in Krishna district of Andhra Pradesh. This facility will enable comprehensive testing of both short and long range missile systems, significantly bolstering India's defense preparedness. The establishment of this testing range is expected to complement existing facilities like the integrated test range in Balasore, Odisha, and will play a crucial role in development and validation of indigenous missile technologies. The Prime Minister emphasized that this testing range will serve as a force multiplier for India's defense capabilities.
नागया लंका में बनने जा रही नवदुर्गा टेस्टिंग रेंज देश की डिफेंस पावर को शक्ति देगी। मैं इसके लिए भी देश के वैज्ञानिकों को, आंध्र प्रदेश के लोगों को बधाई देता हूँ।
Beyond its strategic importance, the project is anticipated to spur economic growth in the region, creating employment opportunities and enhancing local infrastructure. This initiative aligns with India's broader efforts to modernize its defense infrastructure and achieve self-reliance in defense technology. Sai Sichla for Parikrama from Vijayawada.
अरुणाचल प्रदेश के मुख्य सचिव मनीष गुप्ता ने गुरुवार को ईटानगर में अरुणाचल प्रदेश राज्य प्रदूषण नियंत्रण बोर्ड की 16वीं बैठक की अध्यक्षता की। हमारे संवाददाता और जानकारी दे रहे हैं।
अरुणाचल प्रदेश चीफ सेक्रेटरी मनीष कुमार गुप्ता चेयर्ड द 16 बोर्ड मीटिंग ऑफ द अरुणाचल प्रदेश स्टेट पोल्यूशन बोर्ड APSPCB एट ईटानगर ऑन थर्सडे। In a social media post, the chief secretary informed that the board approved classification of 54 industries under the white category in accordance with the proposal submitted by APSPCB. Additionally, the committee also reviewed and authenticated the board's annual report reflecting the board's ongoing commitment to transparency and environmental sustainability. Some of the digital transformation milestones set during the board meeting includes integration of the online consent management and monitoring system with the ease of doing business portal of the planning department by July 2025 and full online transition of the OCMMS for all categories of industries by 31st March 2026. For Parikrama, this is Kanpi Riba for Akashwani News, Itanagar.
The state of Kerala is highly vulnerable to floods, largely due to its geographical location, dense river networks and climatic conditions, its proximity to the Western Ghats and the Arabian Sea, intense monsoons, deforestation and unregulated construction increases the risk of flooding. And the state government has now sanctioned 1 crore rupees for establishing a real-time data acquisition system to be put in place as part of its flood early warning program. We have more from a Kochi correspondent.
The system will provide accurate information to predict and respond to flood threat effectively. It will be set up at 11 locations in 8 districts identified as flood prone. The sites include Tikoi, Panamaram, Thonikadava, Kalleli, Pandalam, Punalur, Tenmala Dam, Ramapuram, Chittari, Thirur and Kallai. The real-time data acquisition system will monitor river water levels, rainfall and other weather parameters to facilitate immediate assessment of flood risk. The project is to be implemented in collaboration with the State Electricity Board and the data will be shared with the disaster management authorities at the state and district level. This will enable authorities to issue early flood warnings to the public, which will help to minimize the impact of floods. The information thus garnered will help in evacuation efforts, relocation plans, thereby strengthening the measures for disaster preparedness by the state. Rajmohan, Kochi.
चलिए श्रोताओं, अब आपको खेल के मैदान की भी थोड़ी जानकारी दे देते हैं। शुरुआत कर रहे हैं क्रिकेट से। आईपीएल क्रिकेट में आज बेंगलुरु में रॉयल चैलेंजर्स बेंगलुरु का सामना चेन्नई सुपर किंग्स से होगा। ये मैच शाम 7:30 बजे से खेला जाएगा। कल रात अहमदाबाद में गुजरात टाइटंस ने सनराइजर्स हैदराबाद को 38 रन से हरा दिया। और अब बात फुटबॉल की। भुवनेश्वर में कलिंग सुपर कप फुटबॉल टूर्नामेंट के फाइनल में आज एफसी गोवा का सामना जमशेदपुर एफसी से होगा। मैच शाम 7:30 बजे से खेला जाएगा। मैच का विजेता वर्ष 2025-26 एएफसी चैंपियंस लीग टूर के प्रारंभिक दौर में भी जगह बना लेगा।
And now for some more news. World Press Freedom Day has been observed today to spotlight the important role the media plays by bringing truth to the public. The day raises awareness about the challenges faced by journalists in the face of increasing threats and ensures that the information flows freely. The day serves as a reminder of the fundamental right to freedom of expression and the critical role of journalists in upholding democracy. World Press Freedom Day traces its roots to the historic Windhoek Declaration by African journalists, which laid the groundwork for press freedom advocacy globally. And in response to the declaration, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution in 1993 to declare 3rd of May as World Press Freedom Day. And this day reflects on the importance of free press and honor journalists who have sacrificed their lives in pursuit of truth and accountability.
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, और देखा जाए तो प्रेस राष्ट्र के लिए आंख और कान के रूप में काम करता है, यानी कि ये प्रेस और मीडिया और पत्रकार समाज में सही जानकारी देते हैं और पत्रकार और मीडिया वो पुल हैं जो जनता को सच से जोड़ते हैं। और आज का दिन एक अवसर है इस बात पर चर्चा करने का कि दुनिया भर में पत्रकारों की सुरक्षा और आजादी कितनी जरूरी है। बात करें इस वर्ष के विषय की तो इस वर्ष प्रेस फ्रीडम डे का विषय है रिपोर्टिंग इन द ब्रेव न्यू वर्ल्ड, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस का प्रेस स्वतंत्रता और मीडिया पर प्रभाव।
यस, एंड नाउ वी विल टेक ऑन अ टूर ऑफ इंडियाज़ फ्रीडम स्ट्रगल एंड रिकॉल इवेंट्स दैट हैपेंड ऑन दिस डे।
On the 3rd of May 1939, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose declared the formation of the Forward Bloc. It emerged as a faction within the Indian National Congress after Netaji's resignation from the presidency of the Indian National Congress in 1939.
Its constitution and program was adopted on the 22nd of June 1939 at its first All India session in Bombay, now Mumbai. In his presidential address, Subhash Chandra gave the concrete plan of action for winning Purn Swaraj in the immediate future.
After the great escape of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the 17th of January 1941, Forward Bloc leaders and workers came under sharp torture and humiliation. A huge number of them were put in jails and confined.
Forward Bloc was declared banned in June 1942. Forward Bloc, even when it was declared illegal, supported the Quit India movement in 1942. On the national level, leaders of the party like Sardul Singh, Sheila Bhadra, H.V. Kamath, R.S. Ruikar, K.N. Joglekar, Mukundalal Sarkar, U. Muthuramalingam Tevan were noteworthy.
After independence, the party re-established itself as an independent political party with the main stronghold in West Bengal.
We commemorate freedom fighter Jwala Prasad, who was executed by the British on the 3rd of May 1860. He belonged to Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh, and took a prominent part in the First War of Indian Independence. He led the army at Kanpur and fought in several engagements against the British forces.
He became the chief lieutenant of Nana Sahib and was also present at Sati Chaura Ghat with Tantya Tope, Azimullah Khan, Bala Sahib and Tikka Singh when the British were leaving Kanpur. He was captured by the British and sentenced to death. He was executed on the gallows of Sati Chaura Ghat, Kanpur, on the 3rd of May 1860. We salute this great martyr.
We also remember revolutionary freedom fighter Sushil Chandra Kumar Sen Gupta, who was martyred on the 3rd of May 1915. He was born in December 1892 in Assam and later moved to Kolkata, West Bengal. During the trial of Aurobindo Ghosh in the Alipore bomb case, when a sergeant was caning a group of agitated persons, Sushil hit him and was caned for that. For his being a member of the Manik Tala group of revolutionaries, he had been sent up in the Alipore bomb case but was acquitted.
After his release, Sushil Chandra took part in the Baliaghat raid in Kolkata and in the assassination of informer Nirod Haldar in February 1915. On the 3rd of May 1915, he took part in the Khalilpur raid in Nadia, where two sub-inspectors and some constables tried to stop them. Sushil Chandra was shot dead by the police in the clash that ensued. We salute the great martyr.
We also remember revolutionary freedom fighter Jagdish Chandra Rai, who was martyred on the 3rd of May 1931. A resident of Dera Ismail Khan, Northwest Frontier Province, he came to Delhi and joined the revolutionary movement. He was killed in an encounter with the police in a bus near Shalimar Bagh, Lahore, on the 3rd of May 1931. We salute the great martyr.
We also remember Indian National Army member Kesari Chand Sharma, who was executed by the British on the 3rd of May 1945. A resident of Delhi, Kesari Chand was captured by the British forces during fighting near Imphal on the Burmese front. He was tried for waging war against the King Emperor in December 1944 and sentenced to death by a court-martial. He was executed in Delhi jail on the 3rd of May 1945. We salute this great son of the soil.
We also remember martyr Bhagat Himbaram, who took part in the Quit India movement and Lathi Pahar agitation. Born at Santhal Parganas in Jharkhand, Bhagat was arrested on the 9th of May 1943 and jailed for 3 years. He died in Raj Mahal Jail on the 3rd of May 1944. We salute the great son of the soil.
और अब समय है उन खास हस्तियों को याद करने का जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि जयंती या जन्मदिवस है. अभिषेक, आज सबसे पहले किन्हें याद कर रहे हैं?
We start off with Nargis Dutt, who passed away on this day in 1981, known mononymously as Nargis. She was an Indian actress and politician who worked in Hindi cinema. Regarded as one of the finest and greatest actress in the history of Indian cinema, Nargis often portrayed sophisticated and independent women in a range of genres, from screwball comedy to literary drama. She was among the highest paid actresses of the 1950s and 1960s. Let's listen in to a song from one of her movies.
श्रोताओं, ये गाना था नरगिस की अभिनीत फिल्म मदर इंडिया से. इस फिल्म में महज 28 साल की उम्र में उन्होंने सुनील दत्त और राजेंद्र कुमार की मां का किरदार निभाकर हर किसी को चौंका दिया और इस फिल्म को ऑस्कर के लिए नामित किया गया. नरगिस ने 1935 में 6 साल की उम्र में अपने फिल्मी सफर की शुरुआत फिल्म तलाश हक से की थी, लेकिन उन्हें असली पहचान मिली फिल्म तमन्ना से. वहीं फिल्म तकदीर में नरगिस को पहला मेन लीड रोल मिला. 1949 में आई फिल्म अंदाज और बरसात ने नरगिस के फिल्मी करियर को नई दिशा दी.
Yes, and Jerzy Kosinski passed away on this day in 1991. He was a Polish-American writer and two-time president of the American chapter of PEN, who wrote primarily in English. Born in Poland, he survived World War II in Poland as a Jewish boy, and as a young man immigrated to the U.S. where he became a citizen. He was known for various novels, among them being Dare in 1971 and the controversial The Painted Bird 1965, which were adapted as films in 1979 and 2019 respectively.
आज शकुंतला परांजपे जी की पुण्यतिथि है। ये भारतीय लेखिका, अभिनेत्री और प्रमुख सामाजिक कार्यकर्ता थी। शकुंतला परांजपे ने मराठी और अंग्रेजी में कई रचनाएं की, लेकिन सन 1930 के दशक में इन्होंने रुख किया अभिनय की ओर। इनकी अभिनीत कुछ मुख्य फिल्में हैं गंगा मैया, लोकशाही राम जोशी, राम शास्त्री, जवानी का रंग, पैसा, स्त्री, दुनिया ना माने।
Yes, Niccolo di Bernardo de' Machiavelli was born on this day in 1469. He was a Florentine diplomat, author, philosopher and historian who lived during the Italian Renaissance. He is best known for his political treatise, The Prince, written around 1513 but not published until 1532, 5 years after his death, and has often been called the father of modern political philosophy and political science. And also, Sir Philosophy, James Joseph Brown was born on this day in 1933. He was an American singer, songwriter, dancer, musician and record producer, the central progenitor of funk music and a major figure of the 20th century music. He is referred to by various nicknames, among them Mr. Dynamite. Let's listen in to his hit track, Living in America, from the movie Rocky IV. Yes, James Brown. Harry Lillis Bing Crosby Jr. was born on this day in 1993. He was an American singer and actor, the first multimedia star. He was one of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century worldwide. Crosby was a leader in record sales, network radio ratings, and motion picture grosses from 1926 to 1977. He was one of the first global cultural icons. Crosby made over 70 feature films and recorded more than 1,600 songs. Let's listen into his hit track, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?
Something very strange and mystic happened to me. Something realistic and as weird as can be. Something that I feared somehow is now endeared to me. What a funny feeling, odd and yet so true.
आज प्रेमेंद्र मित्र जी की पुण्यतिथि है। ये बंगाली कवि, लेखक और फिल्म निर्देशक थे। इन्होंने बंगाली साहित्य को बहुत सी प्रसिद्ध कृतियां दी। प्रेमेंद्र मित्र के लिखे उपन्यास, कविताएं और बाल साहित्य आदि उनकी बंगाली साहित्य को अमूल्य देन है। सन 1957 में प्रेमेंद्र मित्र को उनके कविता संग्रह सागर थे के फेरा के लिए साहित्य अकादमी पुरस्कार से सम्मानित किया गया। इसके अलावा साहित्य और शिक्षा में योगदान के लिए 1961 में उन्हें पद्मश्री पुरस्कार से भी सम्मानित किया गया। आइए सुनते हैं प्रेमेंद्र मित्र की रचना पर हेमंत मुखर्जी का गाया ये गीत।
পিকে গাড়ো হরেক রকম কম বেশি নীল তার মাঝে শূন্যে রান মনাশির শামিল কটা গাঙ চিল।
Yes, and Walker Smith Jr. was born on this day in 1921, better known as Sugar Ray Robinson. He was an American professional boxer who competed from 1940 to 1965. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1990. He is often regarded as the greatest boxer of all time, pound for pound, and is ranked as such by BoxRec as of April 2025. And also Kenneth Eric Church was born on this day in 1977. He is an American country music singer, songwriter. He has released 7 studio albums through Capitol Nashville since 2005. His debut album, 2006, Sinners Like Me, produced 3 singles on the Billboard country charts, including the top 20 hits, How About You, Two Pink Lines, and Guys Like Me. Let's listen in to the track, Guys Like Me.
I wear a greasy ball cap, I like my shirt untucked, I spend Saturdays working on my truck, I don't like to fight.
आज सारा कोलेरिज जी की पुण्यतिथि है। यह अंग्रेजी अनुवादक और बाल कविता लेखिका थी। इनकी शैली की विशेषता गीतात्मक भाषा और व्यक्तिगत अनुभव पर ध्यान केंद्रित करना है।
Yes, and Christopher Cross was born on this day in 1951. He's an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He won 5 Grammy Awards for his eponymous debut album released in 1979, and the single Arthur's Theme, The Best That You Can Do, peaked at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100. Let's listen into it.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart around. The next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town.
श्रोताओं, इस खूबसूरत सी गीत के साथ इजाजत दीजिए सरफिरोजी और अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय को। परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं समाप्त करने की।
नमस्कार।